Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, coming to you from Carson City, the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Hambrick, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program John Hambrick. He is the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, which you didn't think you were going to be coming into the session.
That is true.
And how has it been so far?
It's been an interesting experience. There's a lot of dynamics that I don't think anyone who's never had the position before can imagine.
For example?
Well, the other side of the aisle had that position for close to 25 years, and now the Republicans are in charge, so it's the first time in 2.5 decades, and it's a learning experience. We're trying to learn very quickly. Obviously, we're going to stumble and fall and pick ourselves up and keep on going. I mean, the dynamics with the committee chairs, and particularly now where there are some issues that are coming down the pipeline, and Sam, you above all know the different dynamics in some of those issues. We've got the governor's budget, we got early on prevailing wage, construction defect, and other issues now that we'll be having to address, and it's an economy. It's fun, but yet we have to keep our minds focused, and it's very serious business. We're doing it for the people. We've got to keep that always focused and number one. We're here for the people.
You have probably one of the most diverse caucuses that we've ever seen in the legislature. What is that like trying to deal, because your job is to deal with all members of the caucus?
Well, I think any caucus, the minority leader has a unique caucus. I mean, we have personalities, but it's the idea, and this is on me, to try to get everybody together as best we can. They all, we're all high personalities, or else we probably wouldn't be in the office. But we have to come together at the end of the day and do what's best, not only for the people, and above all, and I truly believe it, for the institution. The institution needs to survive and stay intact. And I never want to do anything that would damage the institution.
What is your relationship at this point in time with former Speaker Kirkpatrick?
Oh, it's amazing. She is an amazing person. Her experience and her candor, her corporate memory. I mean, she's got a mind. I mean, memory can pull things up almost chapter and verse. And it's a lot of fun. She can laugh at herself on an issues, but she can turn very serious very quickly on those issues, and we'll let things let everyone know what she thinks. She's not shy in that area, which is good for us. I mean, it's good for again for the institution. I'm developing. I've known her for a number of years. My freshman year in 2009, and she had been there a couple sessions, but now she's developing as a minority leader and talking to the majority leader. They sit across from the literally across the aisle from each other, and they have a very good rapport. And the camera doesn't see it, but they'll get up and talk to each other and talk over issues while the session's going on. And after that, there is a rapport. They will meet over particular items of concern. And you know, I've got a lot of respect for her. We're going to miss her. We really are.
All right, let's get to some of these issues. Danny Thompson was on the program yesterday, the head of the AFL-CIO in Nevada, and he has great concern over what's going on over on the Senate side with the majority, you know, not allowing the minority to bring up things unless the majority approves. He says in 35 years he's never seen anything like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's hard for me to comment. Senator Robeson is in charge of his house, and I'm in charge of my house, and I think it would be inappropriate and do everybody a disservice for me to comment, because I'm not sure what goes on behind the scenes and in the back channels. And Sam, you know those better than most again. But for me, sitting in potentially cheap seats, Senator Robeson and I have contact several times a week, but he has his issues in dealing with the minority in his house, and I'm sure they'll work through it. Again, we're here, both houses are here for the people.
Okay, do you think, you know, is something like that going to occur in your house?
I hope not. Again, because of the minority leader and her ability, she's got some very talented member in her caucus. It's just, and I'm very pleased sitting up on the podium and watching the interplay. I get a unique perspective as you watch some of that, but also in her different committees, very bright and talented people. I don't want to name, if I start naming one or two of the others because I didn't name them all, they'll be offended. But no, there's some very.
Yeah, we don't have time to list up 63 people.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ray Hager was reporting a concern between Judiciary Chairman in the Assembly, Ira Hansen, and Greg Brower, that some of Hansen's issues are not being heard in the other House. Do you have concerns there?
Well, no, we still have a couple of weeks to go. I mean, the Senate, again, has their own time schedule, but pardon me, I think all the bills will be heard. Again, I meet with Senator Robeson. I met with Senator Brower the other night, and I'm sure those bills will be heard. It's a timing. Because of our houses, we have a lot of bills, and it's a matter, I believe, close to 15 or 20 will be heard in Assembly Judiciary today that will break up some of that, and we'll be sending them back to the Senate. So they'll be heard. I'm sure they'll all be cleared up.
So let me go back to what you were saying earlier about backroom conversations. Are we already well into the end game?
We're at the beginning of the end game. When you say well, that's a term of art right now, I guess, but we only have a couple weeks to go, so we better be having our plans looking forward to on how we want to shut them down. My money committees, the Ways and Means, Chairman Paul Anderson, and my taxation, Chairman Derek Armstrong, are very bright individuals. They will do everything that's required of them to finish on time. We are having a taxation meeting tomorrow afternoon, and I believe Ways and Means will be meeting, and I'm on Ways and Means, will be meeting Saturday. So, yeah, we're putting all the time that's necessary to clear these budgets up.
And do you have plans for the first week in June outside of the legislative building?
Empty my hotel room, pack the car, and drive home with my bride.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the speaker when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, We've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Hambrick. Okay, let's talk about, we've got the governor's tax plan, we've got the Assembly tax plan, potentially another tax plan, but I don't want to get all of this too confused. Where do you sit at this point in time? Are you comfortable with either of the major plans that are going through?
I'm comfortable with all of them. And Kenny Gwynn, whose picture is looking down on us right now as we speak.
We're in the Gwynn room here.
In the Gwynn room. He had us saying that the governor proposes and the legislature disposes. And there was a meeting in yesterday going over the governor's budget. And I'm sure, again, Chairman Armstrong, we will be having a meeting Thursday afternoon, going out over some other issues, and the policy committees will come up with their concept of what should happen, and then referrals will then be made to the other money committee, to Ways and Means, for final determination. So what the final outcome is, I guess it's almost anybody's guess, and I don't want to be flippant about it. I don't mean to appear to be flippant. But there's a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears yet to work these numbers out and see what's best for the people.
All right, but I mean, at this point in time, you know, are you closer to the assembly version of the plan, which, you know, business certainly seems to be in favor of, whereas gaming is certainly much more supportive, as they were back in 2003, of, you know, what is essentially a gross receipts tax from the governor's office?
Well, I don't think a gross receipts tax as such is on our radar. I think the plan, the media call the Anderson Armstrong plan,
AA plan.
Since it's our plan, obviously we tend to be a little closer. Everyone tends to be closer to their own plan, so we are a little. That's not an absolute, and I don't think any member of the committee at this point would ever want to say there's an absolute. There's a couple of particular issues, such as gross receipts tax. I mean, that's off the table. I think any either side wants that, and we have to look at other. If there's a service tax, and I think that's off the table. So we're just going to have to see on modified business tax, LET, live entertainment tax. I mean, these issues are going to have to be discussed and brought forward.
Okay, so you're saying, if I can hear you correctly, that essentially the governor's plan is off the table, and that, you know, if we're going to see a tax plan come out of this, the support is going to be for the AA plan, which would be a modified business tax, former Speaker Kirkpatrick's expansion of the live entertainment tax, the luxury tax, as she calls it. Am I correct in getting that sense?
Well, when you say it's off the table, I don't want to say it's off the table. Chances are it might be modified.
To what do you think? Well, because people keep talking about a mishmash between the two different plans, and I don't see where that mishmash could be.
Well, Sam, I don't want to. I think it would be, at this point, it'd be premature for me to be a prognosticator on that issue, because we have got to have hearings. There's still some people, the witnesses will be coming forward, and for me to speak for the balance of the committee members, that's a diverse committee too. And they're both Democrats and Republicans, and it's a fairly large committee. So everyone will want to have their vote and their comment before there's the ayes and the nays on those issues. But I think at the end, the committee will come together and, well, we have to. We don't have a choice. We'll come together and pass what we feel is a plan that the Taxation Committee would like, and then that will probably be referred to the other money committee to Ways and Means, and we don't have a lot of time.
Okay, so bottom line, it seems to me, is that the Democrats are going to be supportive of, you know, raising the taxes because they want to go along with the governor's plan in terms of what he wants to accomplish. From what I'm sensing from you is that gross receipts is essentially a non-starter. Can you count to 15 no votes in your caucus that could give us a repeat of 2003? Because you know how to count.
Yeah.
How close is it?
Well, I've got boots on today, so it would be harder for me to take those off to get get up to 15 or 18. But I think we will finish our work, again, with less than 2 weeks basically to go. I do not anticipate a special session at this point. That'll be up to the governor. And if there's one coming down the pipeline, I think it'll be a while yet, because everything, dust has to settle, and things we have to look at and see if there's any unintended consequences on some of these issues. I'm talking with LCB Legal almost on a daily basis to make sure that we're going through.
Which areas are you concerned about unintended consequences?
Well, we've got a couple bills that we met yesterday that may be duplicative in a couple of committees. We just want to make sure that we don't stumble at the last moment. And when the amendments may be coming forward, and I don't know about amendments yet, but if they come forward, we have to make sure that they fit in to the proper chapters of the NRS, Nevada Revised Statute. I mean, there's a lot of technicalities yet that are behind the scenes. And again, Sam, you've seen this over the years that, we take for granted publicly is not always true behind the scenes, because there's technical aspects and the verbiage and the chapters and things and how it goes into it.
Okay. But let me go back to my middle question here, which is, at this point in time, do you think you have the votes to pass a tax plan in the Assembly caucus on the Republican side?
I think we will have the votes to pass a tax plan. When you say the tax plan.
A tax plan, whatever it may be.
Whatever that may be, yeah, I believe we do, yes.
All right, let's take a break. One more segment coming up. He's here for the whole show. Speaker Hambrick right after this.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
So what do you think?
I think you were absolutely right. The furniture here is high quality, and a lot of it looks brand new.
And did you check out the prices?
I have. I can't believe how affordable it is.
And the great thing is everything is up to 70% off retail, and new inventory arrives every day.
Nice. I can't thank you enough for bringing me here. This is exactly what I've been looking for.
So if you haven't been to Consign Furniture, you need to check it out. Or visit us online at consignfurniturenow.com. Consign Furniture. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Want fast and affordable internet? Switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. Choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less. Their best prices ever.
Hi.
What? $29.95?
Mm-hmm. That can't be right.
That does seem low.
It's right. Trust me.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
For just $29.95 a month or less, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices at home and save on mobile data usage, all while using a reliable, high-speed internet that works when and how you want it. I'm sorry, they're talking.
Oh, no, guys.
$29.95?
I spend more on coffee every month.
Right, okay. That's exactly what I said.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
Call an AT&T expert to switch today. You guys are switching right now, aren't you?
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Hambrick. He's the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. As far as economic development goes, there were concerns raised in the early part of the session about the cost of electricity in Nevada versus other states, and that we're losing some businesses or expansions of businesses to other states like Arizona and New Mexico because of the lower prices of electricity. Has that been part of a discussion going on in the halls?
No. Very candidly, no. Obviously, there's other energy issues now. We have
with
the batteries aspect. I mean, so we have energy has been mentioned, but not as far as the way you define it, the cost of energy. I have not heard that specifically.
And what we're seeing at this point in time, it looks like a push for the companies that are wanting to leave NV Energy and generate their own power, or not generate, but buy their own power. Mm-hmm. On the wholesale market, that seems to be being pushed towards the PUC rather than being dealt with the legislature.
I think it's the proper venue. The Public Utilities Commission is the proper venue, and I think they've already come up with some dollar amounts for the people to come off.
Yeah, $27 million for Switch.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Lots of money, and I believe there have been some in that group that may be giving it second thoughts and may stay on the grid. Because of the cost that the PUC has come up with, you're right. I mean, it should not be easy to make that decision. Because if they go off the grid, then the ratepayers are going to have to make up the difference.
Okay, and that is your feeling that no matter how much that they pay, that in the end the ratepayers are going to end up absorbing this cost.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. If they pay a fee to go off the grid, that fee will last X amount of months or years. But at the end of that, then the ratepayers are still going to have to make up the difference.
Okay, I got to ask you about Uber. I mean, I never thought that this would be the issue of the session, but they have more lobbyists on both sides of this. Where do you think this is going to end up?
All right. You know, I like to dance around questions because of my position, but in all honesty, I don't know. I truly do not know. I sat in Ways and Means yesterday when... testimony on both sides. Every member of the committee getting literally hundreds of emails about this topic, on both sides of the topic. And I have not made my mind up yet. I've got some people I know on both sides of this question and talking to them. I try to avoid making decisions in a vacuum, but I haven't made my mind up yet, personally.
You know, it's very interesting because now it's about the tax. On both the taxi cabs and Uber that would potentially fund a big chunk of the medical school down in Southern Nevada. Boy, that's got to be a prize that every Southern Nevada member of this this delegation is looking at going, this would be great to bring home.
Yeah, absolutely. I've told the Las Vegas Area Chamber of Commerce that if they wanted me to, I'd stand on any street corner with signs advertising and pushing for the medical school. I think that would be a huge economic boon for that part of Las Vegas, because once the medical school to start, then the economic development around that with restaurants and different retail stores and going along Flamenco, that empty corridor along McCarran Airport, that would all be built up over the years. It would be a huge economic boom.
All right, so does that give Uber a push in the right direction?
It gives them, I think, a higher consideration. But there's a lot of, I think, the questions to make sure the Uber drivers, I think, questions of insurance, particularly liability. I mean, there's all kinds of horror stories. There was an issue in San Francisco, I think, last year, the year and a half ago, about an accident, and people were injured.
But, and you know, and I'm not being pro on either side, but you know that a lot of this is propaganda. I mean, Uber is operating all across the country. It's operating in other countries. I mean, you know, everybody you talk to that comes through this program that's used Uber somewhere else says it's a great service.
I appreciate that, and as a very conservative Republican, although people are questioning that now, I guess, but it is private enterprise, and in my roots look at that, but now I have to look at it for the rest of the state. I mean, you know, what's best for our citizens. And Uber is making a huge sales pitch and some very good points, but I'm talking to some advisors in the industry on both sides of that issue, and again, I don't make decisions in a vacuum.
Okay, last question, and I'm going to just give you time for a brief answer. You signed the No New Taxes pledge.
Yes.
How do you feel about that now as you look at the problems of the state and the future of the state?
Well, I signed the pledge, and as best I can, trying to stick to it. I signed it for my 09 session, my very first session. But what we are doing now, particularly with Chairman Armstrong and what he's doing, it will be a complete rewrite of the tax code for the state. And I want to see that at the end. I mean, it's an amazing, he's an amazing individual, very, very bright. And let's wait for the finished product before anybody makes a judgment and starts yelling tax increases. At some point, we have to fund the state. We're not going to fund it on gaming alone. We're not going to fund it on mining alone. But we need to do certain things. So let's wait and see. The jury's still out.
And that's where we got to leave it.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning serious injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, and bladder sling. Please call now if you had one of these devices implanted in the last 5 years. You may be entitled to a cash award. If you had a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling in the last 5 years,
call 1-855-311-3605 now.
We moved into our house about 10 years ago. We love it.
But now, we're ready to freshen it up. Any suggestions, Paige?
That's easy. Nothing gives you that new house feeling like new flooring.
During our Memorial Day sale, it's easy to find the perfect floor for your home. Choose from over 3 million square feet of in-stock carpet, laminate, hardwood, and tile. Plus, take advantage of our $39 carpet labor sale. Install laminate in one room for as little as $299. R.C. Willey, your home, your way.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast from Carson City on the program, Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We'll see you then.